Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The woman on the phone for a second date update today and myself have something in common.
Uh-oh.
Both big fans of Ultimate Frisbee. That's right.
What? You're a fan of Ultimate Frisbee?
Well, I've only played once.
How does that make you a fan?
And I think her experience with Ultimate Frisbee was better than mine.
Really?
All I got out of it was a bunch of people at a park calling me a maniac and a lunatic.
What?
Why? Sadistic freak, whatever that means.
Why would they
I didn't know
that?
You weren't supposed to take a baseball bat to play Ultimate Frisbee. I had no idea.
Yeah.
But then I get labeled all kinds of names.
Well,
but Jesse actually got a date out of playing Ultimate Frisbee, and I don't think had a restraining order slapped on her either. Unless I'm wrong, Jesse. Am I wrong?
No.
You didn't bring a bat to the game or an axe or anything like that then?
No.
Yeah. That's boring.
I wish somebody would have told me beforehand. But your email said that you met the guy you want to call today playing Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah, I'm kind of a spontaneous person, and I like trying out new things. And I was online, and I saw this game thing, and I was like, I want to do that. I've never played before.
Was it a singles, like, meetup type thing?
No, not necessarily. It was just sort of like young people.
So how was it when you went out there and played? Did you find out you were amazing at Ultimate Frisbee and had no idea?
No, I'm actually really bad, apparently. But there was this one guy who was really good. Like, probably had been playing with that group of people for a long time. And
I know that's what really turns ladies on, is a guy who can handle a frisbee.
It's actually not,
right?
It's not too far from a lie.
Really?
No, it was actually really nice because, you know, you have to have a certain grace, you know?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Any athletic man on a field that is good is sexy.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it was really sexy. So I was trying to get his attention a little bit. And so during a break, I was, like, standing by him, and he, like, offered me some of his Gatorade. He was like, here, it looks like you could use some of this.
See,
you look thirsty.
Offered you some Gatorade, huh?
Yeah, he offered me some. It was blue, you know.
Wait a minute, though. Yeah. I mean, if you're sharing out of the same bottle, that means he doesn't think you're gross.
Right. That's why I was excited, because I was like, okay, so breaking the ice, sharing Gatorade. You
That's
know?
Already like you guys kissed.
Yeah, right. Aww. Next step, swap and spit.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was just, like, super straightforward and, like, immediately was joking with me at my expense. And I don't know. I like that. You know, give it to me and, you know.
That's another thing that I've heard women like. Another attribute that dudes have if they're able to do that.
Man.
I've heard it's a big deal for ladies. So did you ask him out or did he ask you out?
He asked me out.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and which was great. You know, we had a couple of drinks, had a nice meal. But I was a little annoyed because there were a lot of, like, kids there, and they were being really loud and just annoying, you know? Like, they were, like, running all over the place.
Yeah.
And
at a fancy restaurant they were?
It wasn't a fancy restaurant, but it was a, you know, it was a decent restaurant, and I don't know, they were just so loud. And so I said to him, I was like, kids are annoying. Like, I don't know how people do it. And then he was just like, oh, I have a kid.
Oh, that was good.
What I meant was every kid except for yours is annoying.
Wow.
How'd you backpedal on that?
Yeah. Well, no, I was like, no, just these kids. I'm sure your kid is great. Like, it was really awkward, and I didn't know what to say. And he was really nice about it. He, like, joked with me. It was just like, no, I get it. Like, I have a kid. He's annoying. Like, I get it.
But
so
wait,
he agreed
though,
with you.
I mean, he just dropped on you that he had a kid. How did you feel about that?
I mean, it's weird, but I don't know. Like I said, I like to try new things.
So why not parenting? Yeah.
Being a mom, whatever, step parenting.
You know, I mean, I haven't dated a guy with a kid before, so why not, right?
Hey.
So how did everything end with him?
Well, I thought things were going smoothly, and then he took me home, kissed me on the cheek, which, you know, is nice. I was hoping for a little bit more, but it was nice.
Yeah, especially from an ultimate frisbee player. Those guys are badasses. Like, they're usually not going for a kiss on the cheek at the end of the night, you know?
So do you think it's the kid thing that is the reason?
I mean, everything else was great. That was the only awkward moment that I could think of that probably would have kept him from calling me again, you know?
And right. How many times have you tried to reach out to him?
I sent him, like, a text a few days after and no reply. Yeah, so just once. But I really want to see him again. I really enjoyed our date.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call him and get your second date update, all right?
Okay.
Okay, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.